one of the things that you sort of expect in a democracy such as the United States is that the losers accept the legitimacy of when the people have spoken. You know, that this is sort of a hallmark of the United States and free society, that we have peaceful democratic transitions, you know, from one, in this case, from one president to another, and that we don't even have a conversation about saying that do we accept the legitimacy. We just take it as a matter of fact and granted that the people have spoken, the election process is free, and therefore you accept the result. And what Trump has said is, by claiming that the election system is rigged, he seems to be raising all kinds of questions regarding whether or not he thinks the system is fair, and with that, questioning the legitimacy of the election should he lose.
His running mate says that they will accept the result of the election, of course, but I suppose it depends on what your definition of accept is, right? Or maybe what your definition of the result is.
Exactly. Accept could mean simply that you recognize the fact that you didn't win, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you call up and congratulate the winner, that you say that I'm willing to support you, that I view the results as legitimate. Simply saying accept, you know, it's probably the most milquetoast of all types of statements in terms of what one might say about election results.
Well, and let me take that a step further, because you and I both know how politicians think. Could it be that what is really meant here is that we will accept the results of the election when we believe that they are legitimate?
And that could very well be it in terms of that. And it could also be that recognition of the fact that perhaps if the polls are correct, that they might not win, this is already a way to start to delegitimize or take any mandate that Clinton might have away from her and make it difficult for her to govern. In other words, a way of sabotaging her, not just in terms of should she win, but if she wins, in terms of making it difficult for her to govern. Part of what governance requires, again, in a democratic society, is that the opposition, yes, they can be in opposition and disagree, but at the end of the day, they accept the basic results of elections as valid statements of what the people have said.
So you're thinking that one possibility is that this could almost be pre-damage control on the part of Donald Trump and Mike Pence?
I think it is. I think what they're saying at this point is that the reason why we're going to lose is the elections were rigged, the media's out to get us, that they're not giving enough coverage to Clinton in terms of her husband's problems or WikiLeaks, and all this focus upon me and my sexual harassment accusers and my statements. This is just a conspiracy to try to prevent me from winning, and therefore, if Clinton were to win, it's not because the game was played fair and square, but because the rules were rigged against me.
If for some reason there were an anomaly and something happened and we got into the situation like back in the year 2000, what areas potentially could be challengeable by Trump and Pence? Would it be swing states that then play out in the Electoral College? Is that how it would be?
What we'd have to find is some kind of voting irregularities in those critical swing states, because in states where there's very decisive victories, it's not going to matter, but it's going to have to be in those critical swing states where we have very small margins of error. I mean, if, for example, Clinton were to win, let us say, in Ohio by an incredibly large percentage, let's say 5, 6, 7, 8 points, percentage points or something, we're probably not looking at any kind of significant challenges there unless you can now show irregularities. Do we have real evidence of voter fraud or voter irregularities? Is there some unusual patterns that might indicate, for example, hacked computer results? And so we'd have to have something, and that's what Trump has to point to. Simply pointing to and saying, I don't like the way the media has covered the election, doesn't give you a case in court, because ultimately any kind of recounts are going to have to specify some irregularities in terms of state election law or irregularities in terms of voting patterns in particular states.